Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome again to another episode of Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com. And today I am most pleased to welcome Allie Greenman. Let me tell you a little bit about Allie. Allie is a health and fitness coach who helps women who don't always have the time to be in the gym or to be on a strict diet, but want to break through being stuck at an unhappy weight, build confidence, and look and feel great. As the founder of Final Straw Fitness, she helps women all around the world break through plateaus and reach their goals without sacrifice, overwhelm, or confusion. Now, Allie talks the talk because she walked the walk. Just a few years ago, she lost 70 pounds. Wow, that's amazing. It was without struggle, sticking points, or tears. But she finally figured out how to navigate the weight loss world and teaches her clients the exact strategies she developed and used on herself. So welcome, Allie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's just jump right in. Why do you think so many women struggle to lose weight and keep it off?
I think the biggest factor is that everyone is just so busy these days. Life just tends to get in the way of everything. So you are running around like crazy from activity to activity or whatever it is that you're doing, and there are so many convenience foods along the way. So not only are you not making time to get to the gym, but you're also stuck, or not stuck, but tend to be eating less than ideal foods. So I think it's really causing a bit of a struggle for people to actually hone in and narrow down what they're eating, when they're eating, why they're eating, how they're eating, everything that it takes to really stay consistent with that weight loss and keep it off.
So when you look at what it takes to lose weight, do you see nutrition being more important, as important, or not as important as exercise?
Exercise definitely has its place, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to weight loss, nutrition is key.
I think there we agree. Many of my clients are, older. They're in the over 50 crowd and may have not been exercising and still want to lose the weight, but just don't have the stamina to do all the things you do. So I think you and I have a similar philosophy here. I think you talk about the difference between exercise versus movement. You want to speak a little bit to that so people understand the difference?
Yeah, of course. So people tend to have an all or nothing mentality, especially when it comes to exercise. So they tend to think, if I can't get to the gym, I can't exercise. Well, exercise, again, is great, but as far as weight loss goes, it comes down to energy used throughout the day. So if you're going to spend maybe an hour in the gym and you think that you can't do that, therefore you can't exercise, what about all of the movement that you can get throughout the day? So think about walking throughout the day, park further away from the store, or while you're at the office, try to walk around as much as you can, pace around while you're on a call. Whatever it is that you are doing, just try to be moving. That could include just fidgeting while you're sitting there watching TV, moving around the house, cleaning, cooking, doing dishes. Any type of movement that you're doing is helping. It's creating that energy expenditure in your body. So as far as movement goes with exercise or with weight loss, again, it's still not going to be the main factor. Nutrition is, but any movement that you have is going to help you both with that weight loss and also mentally. Mentally, just movement is huge. Movement is so good for your mind, for your joints, for your body overall. I mean, just move, and whatever you want to do, just get that body moving.
I totally agree with you. And the phrase that I use that I've heard so many times is, you can't exercise off a bad diet. So if you're eating poorly and exercising a lot, you still may not achieve your goals, even though you think, hey, I'm hitting the gym, I'm doing all that. And then you say, hey, I'm not really getting where I need to be. It's because you're still giving your body the wrong things. 100%. And I think that's the thing we need to hone in on. And I think as health coaches, I think that's the thing we try to present to people is the new philosophy that so many years it's always been, you know, no pain, no gain, which really doesn't fly. And, you know, calories in, calories out. And that's, they're all sort of myths that we, that as health coaches, we need to, you know, burst through and say, hey, these are not true anymore. They really weren't true before, but people had predicated that on everything they taught. So here we are now and saying, how do I lose weight? How do I reduce the fat in my body if I can't get in the gym? What is it I need to do? What are the steps I need to take?
Yeah, so I agree with everything that you said 100%. I think it's so important for people to become more aware of all of that. So again, weight loss doesn't happen in the gym. So you really need to focus on that diet. So my biggest thing when it comes to diet is to increase your protein. If you focus on higher protein foods, they tend to be a little bit more filling, first of all. So you might not eat as much just because you're eating the more filling of your foods first. But it's also really important to preserve your body. It helps with the breakdown of your body. It kind of fills in those gaps, those holes that are made, so that way your body can stay strong and continue to get stronger rather than breaking down as you are trying to lose weight. So you want to lose fat but not muscle, so you need that protein to help maintain that. Also,
do you have any food pairings like with protein? Because I tell my clients, I try to pair protein with fats, so they have to have enough healthy fats and not just. Many people look at, you know, certain diets, and I'm not a diet proponent. I'm more you eat what's right for you, but they look at diets that are out there and say, well, I need to eat all protein or I need to eat all fat or something. But do you pair your food with your clients?
Yeah, definitely. I'm also not a fan of like the fad diets and the, you know, let's look at something like keto, for example. That's a super low carb diet. I'm not one to go to the extremes like that. So yeah, I think that a plate should be a balanced mix of your protein, fats, and carbs as well. I don't particularly say like a one-to-one type deal, like if you're eating protein, you have to eat fat with it. But I do think that throughout your day, you do need that balance. Again, focusing on that protein, but remembering that fats and carbs are also super important to be consuming.
That's why they call them macronutrients. I mean, literally, we've known this since the study of nutrition has been around for ages and ages. I mean, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, knew that nutrition was the main thing that kept us healthy. So it makes sense when we say macronutrients that we're getting all of them, but it depends on the quality of them. And I think you'll probably agree to that, that not all food is the same.
Right.
You say that quality is more important than any particular one of the macronutrients?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you hear all the time people saying calories are calories. So if I eat 1,000 calories of M&Ms, it's the same as 1,000 calories of chicken. That couldn't be further from the truth. It's you really want to focus on those quality whole foods. If it came from the ground or from the earth, it's much better than something that came from a processing factory. You definitely want to focus on those whole foods.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, the whole concept of, you know, eating naturally, whatever that means for a person, whether it is eating from the ground or eating unprocessed foods, is so important. And I feel like so many people they latch onto diets because they want somebody to tell them what to eat. They don't want to figure it out for themselves. And I think as a health coach, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you probably do similar to I do, is guide people towards the right foods for them. And when they discover that, do you find that they're much more successful?
Yeah, no doubt. If you give someone a meal plan, they might follow it for a week, maybe 2 weeks. But then eventually they're going to say, you know, I don't even like these foods. I'm done. I'm not eating this. But if you help guide them to finding the foods that they do enjoy that kind of fall into those categories, like those macronutrient categories, and then they say, wow, you know, this is good food that I actually enjoy. Yeah, this is something I can stick to long term. I'm in.
Right. And I think the other thing to look at is when people talk about macronutrients and especially carbohydrates, because like fat was before, fat was vilified because, oh, wait, fat, we got fat. And we know now that that's not true, that we need to eat fat to stay healthy. We look at carbs and people are saying, oh, you can't eat carbs, but there are varieties of carbs that are different than other. I think when we do that, I particularly, especially when I write things to my clients, whether it's a newsletter or a blog post, I always use the term refined carbohydrates, because if they're processed in a factory or, you know, they're in some sort of bag or box with a list of, you know, a million different ingredients, they're not the kind of carbs you want to eat. But if they are carbohydrates that are natural, such as vegetables, they're the ones you really want to get a hold of. And the brighter the color, the more nutrients. And I think, and again, I'll let you tell me your experience. I think once clients get that depth of awareness of what that means, they start broadening their horizons and eating a variety of food.
Yeah, for sure. When most people think of carbs, they think of bread, they think of chips, they think of all of the, like you said, refined products. But if you start to kind of shift that mindset to more of your fruits and veggies, and just like you said, the darker, the more bold the color is, the more good it packs in it. Once you start to kind of shift your mindset to that point of view and understanding that, yes, they're both referred to as carbohydrates, but one is how it came from the earth as a whole food, and the other one came from a factory. If you can start to shift those apart and understand that there is a huge difference between them, I think you're really setting yourself up for a much easier transition.
And I agree. I think that is right. And I think that's why I think a statement that I've heard before from you is that you don't need to be on a diet 24/7 to lose weight. And yeah, I think that's the key there. If you want to expand on that, how come we don't need to be on a diet all the time to lose weight?
Yeah, so I'm actually not really a fan of the phrase diet even. Whenever I say the word diet, I pretty much am just referring to the way you eat, not diet as in the sense of restriction and severely cutting calories, because what you eat, like, that's literally your diet. So when you start to chop away calories and say that I can't have this food or that food, once you start putting rules and guidelines around what you can eat, it kind of flips that switch in your mind that you're being deprived. So if you want to go out for a wine night with the girls, but you think, oh, nope, can't do that. I can't have wine. I can't have the dinner that's going to come with it. I can't have this. I can't have that. Well, now you just lost out on a really fun night with your friends. So what if you kind of flip that script and think like, okay, cool, I'm going out for drinks with the girls tonight. So, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of less food throughout the day, or just kind of focus on that protein and those whole foods, make sure that I'm not diving into the office candy jar because I know I'm going to go out with some friends later. So once you switch that, it allows for so much more freedom. And you think about holidays and celebrations or the weekend. Now, I'm not saying that you should go crazy every opportunity, because let's be honest, like, calories, you know, they count still. So you have to really kind of think about, do I want this? Is it worth it? Am I setting myself up for what I want to achieve? Or am I just throwing all caution to the wind and just eating for no reason? There's a big difference between those two. And I think if you can kind of reset your mind around those, then you will learn to be able to thoroughly enjoy those special outings without sacrificing what you're trying to achieve.
I agree with you. The one comment I wanted to make was about calories. And I do this with my clients all the time. They're so concerned about calories. And I think calorie is a unit of energy.
Yes.
What type of energy do you want? So if you want the short, you know, quick acting, you know, use it up quickly and it burns away, that's sugar. And I don't think many of us want that quick acting gone. You don't have it anymore and crash. Or do you want the long acting sustainable units of energy? Well, that's where you need to eat those, you know, complex carbohydrates, the proteins. You need to give your body the fuel. So that fuel turns into those units of energy, calories, that we're always talking about, that is long-acting, sustainable fuel. And I think that's the difference that people don't really think about when they talk about calories. And I love to have the discussion sometimes when I see different TV shows and they'll advertise products with only X number of calories. And I'm like, big deal. Stop talking about calories. Let's talk about how does it sustain you long term. You know, there should be some sort of measure of how long that fuels you for the day. Obviously, I'm not a scientist. So I couldn't even begin to say that. But that's my issue with calories. Do you have clients that are all calorie focused?
Yeah, I actually love that analogy. I never really put it that way, but I'm going to start now.
you're welcome to use it because I find it's very successful with my clients. Once they get that picture of what a calorie is and how it sustains you, they get a better idea.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I do interact with a lot of women who are, you know, they'll think that they need to stay at 1200 calories. For some reason, that seems to be the magic number. And
I'll tell you why, because there are books written, there are things that have already figured those numbers out and they put them in writing and people take them as gospel, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, so there's the reason, but that doesn't account for you and your body type and the way that you process things. So everyone is different. So to just look at that number that you found in a book or in an article or somewhere, I mean, it's not doing yourself justice because you could probably be eating way more than that and still lose weight. But then when you do, again, get all restrictive and deprive yourself just to make sure that you're not going over those 1200 or whatever calories, it takes away from the enjoyment of life. And it really makes you feel like you're missing out. And that doesn't need to be the case. Like, let go of that number because it doesn't really mean anything.
Agreed. We need to stop artificially restricting ourselves. I think that's what the word diet has done to us. Yeah. Diet equals some sort of restriction. And so early on in my career as a coach, I began saying, why would you want to do anything that has the word die in it anyway? And so I kept talking about nutrition, but people are so understanding of the word diet that I finally let go of my restriction from using the word diet. And now I say, okay, diet is what you eat, just like you've said. Let's just make it the highest quality and the most long-lasting fuel that you can get. And in that way, you're never going to be deprived because there's always something else you can have. If you can't have this, then what is the other thing that you can have? So let's just look at it. And that's what I do. Let's just look at the bigger picture. So tell me, what have you seen to be the biggest key to long-term success?
I think for me, my success has really come from letting go of my expectations, letting go of my restrictions and rules. And, you know, I was working with a nutrition coach through part of my weight loss journey, and she was really big on macros. So I tracked macros. I logged my food every single day and I sent it to her every single day, and the accountability was great. But once I stopped working with her, I kind of felt lost because I didn't want to track anymore. I didn't want to do that, but I also didn't want to gain the weight. And my nutrition coach's biggest thing was the more that you can eat and still lose weight, the better off you are. So again, that comes to those quality foods. So I just kind of kept replaying that in my mind and thinking, wow, like I don't want to have to cut back just so I can stay at this weight. I want to continue to eat more. Food is delicious. Who doesn't want to eat more? So when you're focusing on the right foods, the numbers don't matter as much. Of course, they're still in the background. They still do play a role. But as far as what you need to think about and be concerned about is the quality that you're putting into your mouth. And then you will, without a doubt, see success.
And that's absolutely true. I find that once people determine that what they're eating sustains them, that they're not depriving themselves, they're actually eating until they're satisfied, it's a different shift in their mindset. And once your mindset changes, you're able to be more successful. That's what I've noticed, is changing mindset changes behavior, moves them forward to being successful.
Yeah, no doubt. People seem to think that they're going to change their outside behaviors and that's going to change them. So what I mean by that is just picking the different foods and just listening to what these people on this podcast have to say. But it's really starting from within that's going to change things, because if you're forcing yourself to pick up that sweet potato instead of that bag of chips, you're probably not going to be able to do that long term. But once you start to understand what it's doing for your body and, you know, start shifting into that realm, then that's when you will see long-term success.
And I agree wholeheartedly. And I understand you've recently gathered a whole group of like-minded people together to speak to being fit and getting healthy and feeling great. Tell us a little bit about this summit you're having.
I have. So I've put together a summit. It's called the Get Fit, Feel Fabulous Summit. And I interviewed 22 amazing, amazing, amazing women, Angela being one of them.
Thank you.
I'm just so blown away by the information these people shared. I have women across all areas of health and wellness. We have nutrition, fitness, mindset. I have someone for financial wellness, injury prevention. Like, I just went all out. Everything that I thought about as far as women's wellness, I just, you know, dug in deep and I found the best women I possibly could have. So 22 speakers talking about their area of expertise, and it's a free event. So we're going to start January 6th. We're going to have the link posted for you guys. So definitely sign up, check it out. January 6th is the start date, and from there, every day, a new interview will be released. And I mean, I couldn't be more excited to get all these interviews out and share these amazing, amazing speakers with the world.
Well, I thank you, first off, Allie, for pointing out that I'm part of the summit, so that's great. And I believe all of the guests offer free gifts also, and if everybody signs up, they can join in for the not only the free interview, but partake of all the gifts that are being offered.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, exactly. Everyone offered free gifts. So there's different guides and downloads and worksheets, and every one of those speakers delivered their best content. I mean, it's, you know, I really made sure to ask questions that would open them up to what it is that they know all about so they could share it with you. And then they gave me these different worksheets and everything for our listeners to really implement what it is that they spoke on and make sure that you're getting the most out of it and you're able to put action steps behind it.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I personally am looking forward to the summit, just hearing the other speakers, see what they have to offer. Even as a health professional, I still feel I can learn more, and I tend to learn it from my peers because they're doing different things. We don't all do the same thing. We may have similar focus, you know, treating, excessive weight or dealing with women or something that combines, you know, areas that we overlap, but I think we each may have our own specialty. So it's really good to listen to everybody and get those different nuggets of goodness that we get from them. So again, once again, it's called Get Fit and Feel Fabulous, beginning yes. January 6th. So if everybody would just click the link that's in the blog with this podcast and go ahead and register for the event, I think you're going to really enjoy these 22 speakers. And take advantage of all these free offerings, because it's going to give you a variety of insight. Because I always say, you may not listen to every one of us and understand, or they may not meet your need, but there may be one person there that you've never heard before that will say something to you in just the way you need to hear it. And so it's really important to get in and listen to all these exciting speakers and find out this information, because we're here to help you. We're here to help you get fit and to feel fabulous. So I thank you, Allie, for being here. Any last words you want to offer to our listeners?
Just to sign up and get in on the action. And thank you so much, Angela, for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, Allie. I really appreciate it. And thank you again, listeners, for staying tuned to another episode of Nutrition Prescription. Looking forward to talking to you again soon. You can meet me over at yourhealthunbound.com. But until next time, be well.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.